How would you compare the side effects and tolerability of sunitinib versus sorafenib?
Sorafenib's attractive feature has been its toxicity profile. For the most part, there are very few grade 3 or 4 side effects associated with sorafenib. Some patients can develop some mild increase in hypertension. Some patients can develop gastrointestinal toxicities, including GI. There isn't recognized blood count suppression that occurs in any frequency. The major side effect with sorafenib is skin toxicity, and this is characterized by a rash either on the skin or the scalp, and sores on the hands and the feet, which are now referred to as hand-foot skin reaction. This is the most problematic side effect associated with sorafenib. These seem to occur in about 25% to 30% of patients and frequently result in dose modification or dose delay. Outside of the skin toxicity, though, sorafenib is relatively devoid of other toxicities. Sunitinib has been reported to have a higher level of associated toxicities. It can produce the hand-foot skin reaction, although my own experience has been that this occurs in a somewhat lesser population than the sorafenib. But it has other side effects, and these are predominantly fatigue and blood count suppression, which can be significant, as well as diarrhea. So the fatigue that's associated with sunitinib generally occurs early on, and then over time it usually seems to be ameliorated. The blood count suppression can impact on potentially ability to combine with other agents in studies, as well as anemia and related fatigue. And the diarrhea that's associated with sunitinib can interfere with quality of life, but it's generally controlled by medications. So the toxicity profile is more severe with sunitinib, but I think that it's clearly outweighed with benefits by the efficacy of the sunitinib in this disease.